This is William Peer speaking to you from the music shed at Tanglewood in the Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust. In a few moments, we shall hear another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 101st season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. For this program, part of the 1982 Berkshire Festival, guest conductor Luciano Berio has chosen his own arrangement of La Ritirata Notturna di Madrid by Luigi Boccherini, Bach's first Brandenburg Concerto, and his own Sinfonia featuring the new Swingle Singers. The audience here in the music shed is awaiting the appearance on stage of Luciano Berio to open this Boston Symphony concert with La Ritirata Notturna di Madrid, four original versions by Luigi Boccherini, superimposed and transcribed for orchestra by Mr. Berio. Luigi Boccherini was born in Lucca, Italy on February 19, 1743. He died at Madrid on May 28, 1805. The quintet in C major, opus 30, number 6, from which this music is drawn, was composed in 1780. Berio's composition, based on this, was published in 1975. It calls for three flutes, one of which also plays piccolo, two oboes and English horn, two clarinets and bass clarinet, two bassoons and contrabassoon, four horns, four trumpets, three trombones and tuba, timpani, two snare drums, triangle, bass drum, harp, and strings. The work was previously performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra on February 12, 13, and 14, 1981, when Dennis Russell Davies conducted. Boccherini lived a large part of his life in Madrid. In the Spanish capital, he composed a string quintet with the title La Musica Notturna della Strada di Madrid, Night Music in the Streets of Madrid. The finale of the quintet is headed Variazioni sulla Ritirata Notturna di Madrid, Variations on the Night Retreat in Madrid. Stephen Ledbetter tells us that the tune subjected to these variations is not the simple bugle call for retreat, but an actual tune, some 16 bars in length, which would have been played by a small band marching through the streets of Madrid, summoning soldiers back to their barracks before lights out. Here's Luciano Berio for Boccherini's Variations on La Ritirata Notturna di Madrid. Luciano Berio has conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra in his own orchestral transcription of four original versions of Boccherini's variations on Ritirata Notturna di Madrid. Luciano Berio is back for a bow. That's the orchestra to stand. Next, Mr. Berio and the orchestra turn to Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F major. The first Brandenburg Concerto is in four movements, allegro, not marked by Bach. Adagio, allegro, and minuet. The scoring is for two horns, two oboes, bassoon, violino, piccolo, and strings. This is a concerto grosso, and nominally at least, the horns and oboes, as well as the violino, piccolo, are solo instruments. In fact, to modern ears, only the violino piccolo sounds really like a soloist, and this concerto begins to take on a more substantial sound that we might almost characterize as symphonic. The violino piccolo is a small violin, frequently the instrument of a choice of dancing masters. It's also known as the Kvartgeige, and is tuned a fourth higher than the normal violin. The bassoon is not used with the other winds, but as part of the continuo, the instruments reading from and realizing the bass line. In addition to the bassoon, these include cello, bass, and harpsichord, here played by Charles Kavalowski and Daniel Katzen, horns, Ralph Gomberg, Wayne Rapier, and Alfred Genovese, oboes, Sherman Walt bassoon, Joseph Silverstein, violin, and Mark Crowell, harpsichord. The first Brandenburg Concerto exists in two versions, a first version performed at Curtin in 1720, and the more familiar version that Bach included in a set of six concertos, which he dedicated and sent to the Margrave of Brandenburg on March 24, 1721. Now, was this the end of the usefulness of this music for Bach? The third movement of this concerto reappears in cantata number 207 of 1726, a work with even more brilliant scoring. Then in 1730, Bach turned to the first movement of the first Brandenburg concerto for the Sinfonia, the opening instrumental movement for his cantata number 52. Bach was not yet done with the third movement, however, for he returned to it yet again in 1734 when he used it in the cantata number 207A, this time as a choral piece. Now, our guest conductor, Luciano Berio, was born in Oneglia near Imperia on the Ligurian coast of northern Italy, October 24, 1925. Mr. Berio now lives in Florence. In his early 20s, Luciano Berio went to Milan, where he attended the composition classes of Ghedini at the conservatory. Italy's musical life was then rather conservative, with the sole exception of Luigi Dallapiccola. His influence on Berio was significant, although ironically the two met here at Tanglewood at the Berkshire Music Center in 1951, when Berio had a fellowship in composition and Dallapiccola was composer in residence. Significantly, perhaps, Mr. Berio has returned to Tanglewood this summer of 1982 on an appointment himself as composer in residence, a position that he held previously in 1960. Berio spent most of the 1960s teaching in the United States at Mills College, Harvard, and the Juilliard School, where he remained from 1965 to 1971. Probably the climactic score of Berio's American years was the Sinfonia, composed in 1969 for the New York Philharmonic and the Swingle Singers. We will hear that, of course, later. Luciano Berio for Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F major, BWV 1046 by Bach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Luciano Berio has directed the Boston Symphony Orchestra in Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F major by Johann Sebastian Bach. Charles Kowalewski, Daniel Katzen horns, Ralph Bromberg, Wayne Rapier, and Alfred Genovese oboes, Sherman Walt bassoon, Joseph Silberstein violin, and Mark Kroll harpsichord. Mr. Berio is back. He has asked the horns to stand. Now if I pull the winds. And with the Bach, we come to the midpoint of our full-length broadcast concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. Earlier, Luciano Berio conducted his own orchestral transcription of Boccherini's variations on La Ritirata Notturna di Madrid. Now, Mr. Berio will follow those coming on stage now, the new Swingle singers. And we will hear in just a moment Sinfonia by Luciano Berio.
Thank you. céleste, oh, oh céleste, son, oh son diabète, lui, lui, oh lui douce, de la saison sèche, lui, oh rageuse, oh rageuse, de la saison des pluies. Thank you.
Well, now?
And now?
See.
And now?
When
now?
Time to say I'm old.
This represents at least 1,000 words. I was not counting on. I may well be glad of them. But seeing Daphne and Chloe written in red, counting the seconds while nothing has happened but the obsession.
Go on.
With a chromatic. I'm
in the air, the walls, everything yields, opens, ebbs, flows like the play of
waves. Yes, I feel the moment has come for us to look back if we can and take
yes,
our bearings.
I feel the moment has come for me to look back. I must not forget this. I've not forgotten it. But I must have said this before, since I say it now.
They think I'm a martyr,
after the rule leader. Well, so there is an audience.
It's a fantastic public performance.
And the Colonel comes down for the 9th time. You never noticed. You're waiting. You're waiting alone. That's the show. Keep going. I should say my old lesson now, if I can remember it.
I shall have lived. They think I'm alive, not in a room either. Even that takes time. If you like. You're perhaps a place. It isn't Earth.
But you won't know.
One doesn't know what it is. Maybe a kind of competition on the stage with just 8 female dancers and words falling.
And there
don't
will
know
be a
where.
Brief dialogue
where now?
Under the
who now? Now I shall say my old lesson if I can remember it. I must not forget this. I've not forgotten it. But I must have said this before, since I say it now. So there is an audience. It's a public show. You buy your seat and you wait. Perhaps it's free, a free show. You take your seat and you wait for it to begin. Or perhaps it's compulsory, a compulsory show. Improvising. You can barely hear it. That's the show. only beginning. It hasn't begun. He'll appear any moment. He'll begin any moment.
His last recommendation before the curtain
rises. That's the show, waiting for the show to the sound of a murmur. You try it. Perhaps it's not the voice at all. Perhaps it's the end. Ascending, descending, flowing in.
Love of one shade of
cages, where are they? You didn't notice in the anguish of waiting. You never noticed you were waiting alone. That's the show for the fools in the palace. Waiting, waiting alone. That's the show. Waiting alone in the restless air for it to begin, while every now and then a familiar passacaglia flutters through the other noises. Waiting for something to begin, for there to be something else but you, for the power to rise, the courage to the
courage to the
picking your way through your ways, through the close
covered court.
Losing it again, seeking your
limit again.
We shall overcome the ancestors.
We shall overcome the
incessant noise of this.
Whereas on restart, if this noise is stopped, there'd be nothing more to say.
You try and be reasonable.
You try and
perhaps
be reasonable.
You're blind.
Perhaps you're blind.
Death.
Probably death.
The show is over.
The show is over.
Where then is the hand?
But where
help is the hand?
The help is
charity.
Or the higher.
Or the higher.
It's a long time coming.
It's a long time coming.
To take yours.
To take yours and draw your way.
That's the show.
That's
three shrugs,
three grudges,
alone,
blind,
you don't know where,
you don't know where,
you don't know
for a hand to come and draw you away somewhere else,
where perhaps it's worse.
Where perhaps it's worse. Where now?
Who
keep going.
What is now?
Just love.
Keep going.
What is it? And what can you expect?
They don't know who they are.
Stop.
Did you hear?
Keep going! Stop! Stop!
Keep going!
Stop! Heaven! Heaven of hell!
Yeah!
Oh! Jesus, that's my rank for!
Outside yourself.
It's late now, and shall never hear again the lowing cattle, the rush of the stream. In a chamber dimensions unknown, I do not move and never shall again, not long, low, or short. The fact is, I troubled no one, but I did. And after each group disintegration, the name of Mayakovsky hangs in the clean air. Face to face now and here, and they remind us that all this can't stop the wars, can't make the old younger, or lower the price of death.
Say it again, louder!
You can't stop the wars, can't make the old younger, or lower the price of death. Can't erase solitude and dull the tread outside the door. We're going on, yes, it's true. No need to remind a boy, for always with us, always, except perhaps at certain moments here among these rows of balconies, in the crowd or out of it, perhaps waiting to enter, watching. And tomorrow we'll read that Bach's first Brandenburg concerto made tulips grow in my garden, all to the flow of the ocean currents. We must believe it's true. There's There must be something else, otherwise it would be quite hopeless. But it is quite hopeless, unquestioning. But it can't go on, say it. Not knowing what. It's getting late. Where now? When now? I have a present for you. Keep going, page after page. Keep going, going on. Call that going. Call that on. But wait. He's barely moving now. Almost still. Should I make my introductions? We have Olive Simpson, first soprano. Kim Amps, second soprano. Sue Bickley, first contralto. Carol Canning, second contralto. Ward Swing, second tenor. Mike Dore, first bass. Simon Grant, second bass. But now it's over. We've had our chance. There was even for a second hope of resurrection, or almost. Mein junges Leben hat ein End. We must collect our thoughts. For the unexpected is always upon us, in our rooms, in the streets, at the door, on a stage.
Ce dernier commentaire n'est pas convaincant.
Sinfonia, Luciano Berio conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra in his own composition. The vocalists were, of course, the new Swingle singers. Harpsichord, my Romano pianist, to call forward to shake hands with Mr. Berio. Luciano Berio is back on stage for a bow. Once again, he has indicated for the orchestra to stand, the new Swingle singers already were. Now returning to the stage, the new Swingle singers. For the composer, guest conductor, Luciano Berio. The Swingle singers have returned for a bow. Ford Swingle, founder. And Mr. Berio follows. The Sinfonia brings us to the close of this Berkshire Festival concert, part of the 101st season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. The program, conducted by Luciano Berio, opened with Mr. Berio's transcription for orchestra of Boccherini's Variations on La Ritirata Notturna di Madrid, and continued with the first Brandenburg Concerto of Bach. For the next Boston Symphony broadcast concert, Seiji Ozawa will conduct a program including Wagner's Prelude to the Meistersinger and Wesendonck Lieder, and Beethoven's scene and aria A Perfido, as well as his choral fantasy. The featured soloist will be soprano Hildegard Behrens in the Wesendonck songs and A Perfido. Participating in the choral fantasy will be Peter Serkin, piano, and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, John Oliver, conductor. The Boston Symphony Orchestra may be heard on Philips, Telarc, CBS, Deutsche Grammophon, and RCA Records. This program was produced for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust by Richard L. Kay, the engineers of Marion Howell and Charles Petrie, and this is William Pierce inviting you to be with us again next week.